Carnival World, Chapter 63. When they entered the skipjack and closed the door, Zales tapped the photo icon of his phone screen. He fingered the face of his phone until the picture appeared.
"I snapped a photo during the forensics investigation, Orlando.
Here it is. I'll zoom in." Zales held out the phone so that Bard could examine the picture. "I see the message. I take it Lady Q was tied up near the wall while they disconnected the machine, then boxed up the extra parts and supplies. The assassins toggled on the anti-gravity function to easily remove the unit." Bard sighed and fingered his cheek as he examined the message scrawled in the dust that coated the chamber's wall. He added, "I can tell why it isn't her usual impeccable handwriting. Writing a message behind her in the dust in the dim light, not the easiest task. Pretty amazing, Zales, that the message is legible." Zales nodded his head. "No, I couldn't do it. I don't know how my executive assistant can read my chicken scratches." Bard cocked his head and sighed. "I don't think she's writing the word mool. The last stroke of her finger is not a complete stroke. I can tell by the angled downward direction. If you look, the slash that looks like a letter L looks more like the number 1. It is barely visible. Look closer at the top right of that letter L. Observe the hint of a slight downward slant. Lady Q was only 1/3 of the way through the letter, and they must have pulled her away and took off with the unit."
"You've been smoking your oatmeal, Bard. How can you tell that? Do you think, Orlando, that you are the legendary Sherlock Holmes?"
crowed Zales sarcastically. "No," answered Bard, "and I do know who that character is, Zales. I have several Sir Arthur Conan Doyle books and about 2 dozen Sherlock Holmes movies at the library. Sheriff Bow is just as good as Sherlock Holmes. If he were still here, I think he'd back me up." Zales rumbled ominously, "If you are barking up the wrong tree, Orlando Bard, I am not going to be a happy camper." He added,
If
the last word is not mool,
oh sagacious one,
what in the H-E double hockey sticks is it?" demanded Zales, with a petulant scowl. The dark assassins now work for Maria Orsic, the famous German channeler. "Not your ranger lady, Maria Orsic Schmidt. I am talking about Hitler's Nazi poster child. According to Earth fringe science history, where besides Antarctica and Argentina did Hitler or Hitler's clone and his henchmen make a secret base following World War II? Zales forcefully slammed his red metallic phone into his dress shirt pocket. "Fringe science is not my area of expertise, Bard. Just tell me, and no more trivial pursuit, Orlando Bard. Just spit it out, or you'll really burn my onions." "They're on the moon, Zales. Just like the Nazis have a secret base on Earth's moon, Maria Orsic has one here, on Carnival World's moon."
"That is absolutely absurd, Bard. Complete poppycock and malarkey. I have heard that theory before. It is a total hoax. No one but a complete idiot spouts that fringe garbage, Bard."
Bard asked, "Do you think Bishop Patrick is a fool?" Zales scowled. "As a matter of fact, sometimes I do. I think he is not running on all 8 cylinders. Not all the time.
Yeah, he's essential to my city. And I like him. And I get along with him better than I do with Alfred or Alex. Yeah, Patrick Connor has got all of his ducks in a row. But on any given day, those ducks are paddling in circles, somersaulting in place, zigzagging, and swimming backwards."
"Does he believe that malarkey about a moon base off from Earth? Antarctica, yes. Or Argentina? I think that is possible. Maybe. Why does Bishop believe in moon base Nazis?" Stephen Quayle, in his book, Empire Under the Ice, starting on page 247, he writes about it. The moon base theory is just a side issue. Stephen Quayle,
in his book and other writings or podcasts, posits an alternative history to the end of World War II. He theorizes that Nazi leaders prepared secret bases and colonies on Earth, in Argentina, Antarctica, underground, and on the moon. Nor is that the only time Quayle wrote or discussed the Nazi moon base theory. Another well-known alternative history professor, Oxford scholar Dr. Joseph P. Farrell, has also written on the possibility of a breakaway Nazi civilization on Earth's moon and under the Earth. Bishop Patrick was the one who talked me into getting a copy of Quayle's books for my lending library, replied Bard. Fine, I won't think of Seven Ways to Sunday, Orlando, to shout from the rooftops of Carnival City that you are a complete idiot. I still don't buy it. Just based on you, Patrick, and the author podcaster Stephen Quayle, I am not going to agree to send a skipjack on a rescue mission to the Carnival World Moon. What if I can provide you with another source, a good one, on Carnival World? Well, don't keep me in suspense, Bard. Spit it out, exclaimed Zales. Call Ambassador Sully on your cell phone, Commander. If anyone has a clue about where the Dark Assassin's Guild has a hideout, maybe his wife, Queen Riva, Zilzaga, or Scholar Oratz knows. Zales scowled and breathed out a sarcastic groan. Fine. I'll call Ambassador Sully. Zales pulled his phone back out and tapped the phone icon, then clicked on Wong's military use only cell phone number. Following a few rings, Ambassador Sully picked up. Commander Zales, to what do I owe the pleasure of your call? Asked Sully. Zales replied, I wish it were a pleasure call. Lady Q has been kidnapped by the Atlantisian Assassin's Guild. Bright Boy Bard here has the fantastical notion that she is now on or on her way to the dark side of the moon, Carnival World's moon. Queen Riva's melodic voice chimed in, Something wrong? Bard, momentarily forgetting the tense situation, chuckled. Zales replied crisply, As a matter of fact, Riva, Queen Riva, there is something wrong. Lady Q has been kidnapped. No! Screamed Riva. Zales asked, Any idea where they have their secret guilds? Rita exclaimed, They have only one base. Rumor has it that Maria Orsic, that Queen of Evil, not your Lady Ranger Zales, but the, what is that word? Channeler. The Vril Society channeler who worked for Earth's Adolf Hitler. She has, according to rumor, a moon base. When she absconded with my mother's Dark Naga and Atlantisian Assassin's Guild, she took them with her. Find Maria Orsic, and you'll find Lady Q. And by the way, if you find my cruiser, I want it back. That ship is Dark Naga Kingdom property, Zales. Not to put too fine a point on it, if you find my ship, your scientists may poke, prod, and examine it for 30 days, but then I want it parked outside my castle promptly. Good luck on your mission.
And don't ask Sully to come, Zales. Of course not. And if I can, replied Zales, I'll get your ship back. I agree with your terms.
Queen Riva,
I will send the contract to you via courier. Talk to you later, Sullivan, old boy. Zales turned to Bard. You've got a mission, go, Orlando Bard. One of these days, Bard, right to the moon, but via skipjack. No poppin' the kisser. Reminds me of a song you might know, Zales.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
Replied Zales dryly as he rolled his eyes. I have a copy in my library, offered Bard. Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, Fly Me to the Moon, Not the whole song, Zales, just the first line. Thank God for that, Bard. Our association is challenging enough without interjecting the primary meaning of the song.
Old man Alex Connor probably has the exact hat the old crooner wore when Frank Sinatra recorded it.
But enough on that subject, Bard. Let's not beat a dead horse. As soon as we get back to Carnival City, we are going to gather all of Alpha Team and a Beta Team pilot. Not just Kai and Schmitty this time. That was my fault. I do apologize. We'll plan the mission officially when we get back to the briefing room. Gordo is on the injured reserve list, but Mystic Anord and Padre, if they'll take the mission, are welcome. I will compensate them, as usual, for our customary terms, through your Bounty Hunters Guild, Orlando Bard. Sounds great, Commander Zales, replied Orlando Bard of Carnival World. Zales offered, I am going to confer with my medics, then I will exit the skipjack before the Beta Ranger takes Gordo, Jose, and the medics back to St. Patrick's Hospital. See you on the blimp, Bard, if not before. Orlando Bard, formerly known on Earth as Agent Big Mac Rafe McKenzie,
First Nations Ojibwe, and
Scots-Irish-American, exited the skipjack to supervise
exit preparations
and await the Carnival City blimp. So ends another adventure with the AWOL U.S. Special Ops Earth Ranger of Cryptid Team 4. For the exciting conclusion of the Carnival World Moon Mission Rescue, see Carnival World Book 2.